Manic Man Production, Coming Out of the Shadow, written by the Manic Man, Episode 4, Slave of Time. Episode of Manic Man Coming Out of the Shadow, Manic was killed by Shadow, but because of Shadow using Chaos Energy, Manic's body reactivated with this power to become Angel Manic for a short time. He tried to help Shadow remember the past, but Shadow did not believe him. Then Dark Manic turned up with a question.
So Shadow, we'd be a slave to your own mind if we could come with me.
And now, we continue.
So you ask me if I would prefer to work as your slave or die?
No, far from it. Apart from doing the odd mission that I'd ask for, nothing more. It'd be just like the old days.
Without the dark ship?
No, the ship is already being built again. With the changes, I'll be free from that false nibbly. Once again, I'll have the power to do what I want, when I want.
Hey, Jerry, where are you going?
And that all depends on me, right? So if I don't go with you, then you can't do this!
Hey, Amy Cal, what's Jerry doing?
Not really. I would just prefer someone to help. I could use your power, and then you could do anything you wanted. I'll just be keeping you alive. Without my help, you will slowly die. But I have told you this already.
Stay away from Shadow!
So in return for the odd favor, I get life.
Jerry!
What is that thing doing looking at me? Huh?
So, Professor, is it done?
Yes! The ultimate life form is done! At last, I've done it! A life form that'll be able to evolve to beat anything! A creature that will shadow all of us!
Swat bots, aim at the Professor!
Republic, what's the meaning of this?
The ship will take off now. Goodbye, Professor.
Republic, we will take on our work. I still have this. May have a life form. My child!
You! You were also created by him! Who was he?
Let go of Cherry! She doesn't know anything!
Tell me! Where did you get this creature?
She came from some professor bloke that Sonic and Sally ran into. He seemed pretty mad in the involved things, if I remember right.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
But I do. Come with me and I can return you to him.
Yes. I must return to him by any means.
Then let's go. You should have enough energy left to warp us out of here.
Yes. Chaos. Control!
There he goes.
Oh, well. That makes things a little harder now. So, the professor bloke also created Shadow. Makes things a little harder even more.
What, Sugar?
Have you seen what Chaos can do? Chaos can use Chaos Emeralds and they're betting to do a lot with them. If he got hold of them all, I think we could be in some trouble.
I think we better start doing what we came here for, Manic. Sally would get pretty mad if we don't.
Sure.
As Manic and the gang continued their mission, Dark Manic arrived with Shadow at his base at Robotropolis. Shadow did not have that much energy left, so he had to walk most of it, but they still made it there. Dark Manic checks the progress of his new dark ship. As he does this, he has time to talk to Shadow.
So, Shadow, will you remember that Iron Lung can help you live my new creator?
Just hold up your side of the deal, and so will I.
You should not doubt my word. And to prove it, there are things I want to show you on this screen.
That's the professor. I must find him again!
Coming Out of the Shadows was written by Manic Man and starred Kemtek as the narrator, M. Lee as Bunny Rabbit, Amy Rose and Amiconet, Manic Man as Manic Man Hedgehog, Cherry and the Professor, Blue Dude as Whirlwind Hedgehog and Dr. Robotnik, and X-Ra as Shadow Hedgehog. This episode was directed by Manic Man and co-written by X-Ra and was recorded at a number of places around the world. Shadow Hedgehog, Knuckles Akinda, Amy Rose, Dr. Robotnik and Sonic Hedgehog are copyright Sega. Sally Acorn and Bunny Rabbit are copyright DIC. Whirlwind Hedgehog is copyright Blue Dude. And Manic Man Hedgehog, Cherry, the Professor and Amiconet are copyright Manic Man. That was the last episode. If you wish to hear more, then stay tuned at the Emerald Star Post.